As an ice cream lover, vanilla is one of those flavors that's just always going to hit the spot. It's comforting and nostalgic, and it goes well with whatever mood I'm in. But sometimes vanilla can be a little boring, if you catch my drift. Sometimes I'm in the mood for chocolate or cookie dough or maybe something wacky, like pistachio if I'm feeling frisky. Whether it's a midnight snack or an afternoon delight, my friends at adamandeve.com can get you the right flavor for whatever mood you're in. Adam and Eve is offering 50% off just about any item, plus free shipping, which includes rush processing. But that's not all. When you select your one free item, you'll also get a free kit that includes an item for him, something special for her, and something we know you'll both enjoy. They offer discreet shipping as your privacy is a priority, plus 100% free shipping with rush processing on your entire order. Just go to adamandeve.com and select any one item. Just enter offer code Abby, A-B-B-Y, at adamandeve.com. This exclusive offer is specific to this podcast, so be sure to use code Abby, code Abby.
The Burt Show.
Time to get buzzed on the hot goss from Hollywood with Abby. It's the Burt Show's entertainment buzz.
Taylor Swift just announced a new collab with someone that her alleged new boyfriend made some really awful comments about. So yesterday, Taylor posted that she's putting out a remix of her hit song Karma featuring Ice Spice. This is a big deal because Taylor is supposedly dating Matty Healy, and it wasn't that long ago that he made some racist comments on a podcast about Ice Spice.
And by not long ago, I mean, it was just like in February,
yeah,
I think.
I think it was, he apologized in April. So it was sometime very, very recently. So obviously it's been incredibly off-putting to see him out with Taylor Swift and not really hearing much about, like, you know, anything Maddie's doing to kind of, you know, improve himself after making those really terrible comments.
What was the comment?
Yeah, he
made some racist
emojis. Like,
yeah, I want to know what he said.
What did he say?
There were a couple of things on the podcast. He called her a chubby Chinese lady. He even mimicked Chinese accents and encouraged other people on the podcast to do so. It was just a really awful situation.
Yeah. If you listen to it, it makes you cringe.
Yeah.
Like, it's really hard to listen to because, and his apology felt very hollow and empty. Not as bad as what he said, but almost as bad as what he said, because he felt like he was being misconstrued and that he was just, you know, that's his sense of humor and he was just joking. But when you listen to it, if the person is there, it's one thing. For you to be talking about somebody that way who's not there, it didn't sound like a joke. It just sounded mean.
Yeah. And so what a lot of people have been hanging on from his apology is that he said that he apologized for offending her as opposed to actually apologizing for the root of what he said. And so a lot of people are obviously still, they're still very upset with Maddie, and so it's been a big deal to see him out and about with Taylor.
Didn't some part of his apology literally say, I kind of apologize, or did I read that wrong? Because I read in his apology, it started off with, I kind of said something offensive, and I kind of apologize for it, was his literal words, I believe.
Yeah, I don't have the exact quote pulled up, but you're right in saying that. It was very, it didn't feel super sincere.
You know, it's one thing when you start dating somebody when you're not a celebrity, right, and your friends don't like the dude, they may, you know, just say, hey, are you sure that this guy is for you? But when you're Taylor Swift and you have all these Swifties that really feel like they are her sister, right, and they are so connected to her, you have thousands and thousands of people saying, like, you shouldn't be going out with this guy. That can't help but get in your head.
Oh, yeah. So I got your back, Abby. The full quote apology from Matty Healy: I just feel a bit bad. And I'm kind of a bit sorry if I've offended you. Ice Spice, I'm sorry. It's not because I'm annoyed that me joking got misconstrued. It's because I don't want Ice Spice to think I'm a D word. I love you, Ice Spice. I'm so sorry. I don't want it to be misconstrued as mean. I don't mind being a bit of a joker, but I am genuinely sorry if I've upset them because I bleeping love them.
So he's not, I can't quite understand what he's saying there, but I guess it doesn't matter.
No, I mean, but he says sorry multiple times to Ice Spice in the apology.
So it's interesting to me because now if I'm Ice Spice, I feel like the only reason Taylor Swift wants to do this record with me is because of the fact that this has happened and now they're allegedly dating. Mm-hmm. I mean, and I don't see Ice Spice being in a position to turn the Taylor Swift feature down, but I would certainly feel like that's part of the reason you want to do a record with me out of nowhere.
But I feel like Taylor Swift is so calculated and so good at what she does. How can you, after your alleged boyfriend said something like this just a couple months ago, reach out and do a feature with an artist when you're connected to him? That seems like a bad move on her part, and she doesn't make bad moves.
No, so that's a lot of people's knee-jerk reaction to seeing this, is it feels like some big cover-up for something that her alleged boyfriend, Matty Healy, is doing. But from... as somebody who's in the Swiftie universe, a lot of those comments from Matty Healy, as somebody who's not a fan of the 1975, I didn't even know those comments were a thing until like 2 weeks ago.
Same.
And so to me, I'm thinking like, okay, you're not just going to pull a remix out of your butt in the last 2 weeks. So I feel like maybe they've all been connected, and maybe Matty even knows Ice Spice and made a horrible comment, not defending that whatsoever at all. But I don't know, maybe they've actually known each other longer than what we have been able to see.
And because Taylor is so calculated, it also kind of feels like it's her way of being like, I don't endorse his comments. Like, we're cool, we're working together. I'm going to lift her up, a fellow female artist, you know, and separate the distinction. Like, I can see it. I love Taylor. It has a little bit of white savior complex to it to me, but just sort of step
what?
The white savior complex.
What is
like,
that?
You know, she got slammed or Matty Healy got slammed for racism, and Ice Spice was put down. So this is her way of using her position and her power to lift up Ice Spice, which I don't think is a wrong thing. I just think sometimes what I have heard feedback from other communities is that white people insert themselves into situations to try and save the day when they really just need to back off and do their own thing. I could be misspeaking, but that's feedback that I have heard.
Yeah, so it's a double-edged sword. I mean, do you not feature her on the song and not give her the opportunity to be featured on what's going to be a huge hit? Because Swifties, we're going to stream it.
It does seem unfair to punish her because of something Matty Healy said.
That's exactly fair. And I do think she should do it, but don't do it because your boyfriend made racist comments. Do it because you appreciate her work and her music and her as an artist. That's the way I see it.
Exactly. The Weeknd's new series is currently the worst reviewed HBO show ever. We'll talk all about it on your next E-Buzz on The Burt Show.
The Burt Show.